In the southeast corner of Israel, where the city of Jerusalem lays, and southeast of the city of Jerusalem itself, where the Jordan River flows down into the Dead Sea, is where the Judean desert begins, a vast wasteland that you can see of mountains and hills and valleys where nothing grows. It's gray, it's brown, it's hot, it's barren. That's exactly the place where John the Baptist was preaching a baptism of repentance near the Jordan River. If you go there today, you'll notice that there are remnants from the war between Israel and Jordan back in 1967. They call it the Six-Day War. It was a great battle, but it left that area scarred. You go there today and you see the remains of some monasteries that were destroyed and now are abandoned. Since the late 1990s, a couple others have come up, so there are new monasteries and churches there, as you go to the place where it's traditionally said that Elijah had been taken up into heaven, but where John the Baptist appeared to baptize and bring people back to repentance, and where Jesus had gone to be baptized by John. But you see barbed wire, you see warning signs, because there are landmines that are still there. You can see the effects of war, you can see the results of war, but yet at the end of it all is this golden colored stream surrounded by green vegetation, beautiful trees, where life begins. It's a fitting example of us and the world in which we live, a war-torn world, a world where people find hatred between one another, where people's nerves are like landmines. You step on a nerve and they explode. A place where we see ugliness and desolation, and we see abandonment. But yet at the end of it all, there's something new, something fresh, something golden and something green. New life, baptism into Christ that turns the desert wasteland into a place where harvest is abundant. Brothers and sisters, you and I have been called by God through baptism into Christ Jesus to repent of our sins and to be that oasis in the desert. That we are here to bring that freshness, that greenness, that golden color by our faith, our hope, our love, by our holiness in our lives. In the concluding prayer of Mass for the second Sunday of Advent, as we're going to pray at the end of Mass today, we ask that through our taking part in this mystery, that is, our baptism into Christ, our participation in the sacrament of His sacrifice, through our acceptance, our reception of His word and His body and blood, that God our Father may teach all of us, you and me, to judge wisely the things of this earth and to hold firm to the things of heaven. Like that beautiful oasis at the Jordan, yes, we live in a world that's a desert and war-torn, but we're meant to be something different. We judge the things of this earth wisely, but we hold firm and fast the things of heaven. We all know that all things created by the hands of God are in and of themselves something good. God said so. In the book of Genesis, as God creates the heavens and the earth and all that's in them, including ourselves, God pronounces all these things good. Where does sin come from? It comes from the human heart and the human will. How we use the things that God made determines whether or not the thing as itself is still good, but we use it for bad purposes. How we use these created goods, how we treat them, and the ends for which we use those things, rightly or wrongly, come from within, from the human heart, our free will. For example, God made the trees. Trees are beautiful. Trees are good in and of themselves. From the tree, you can make a baseball bat. With the bat, you can do many things. You can play a game of baseball with your family and friends and have a wonderful time with them, with good, wholesome competition. You could defend yourself against a wild animal, or you can also kill a human being with a baseball bat. It's not the tree's fault or the bat's fault. It's the human being who chooses to use these good things in our own deceptive will. Sometimes, too, we can take God's good created things and use them to make things that are evil in and of themselves, such as using contraceptives or making them, which are evil in and of themselves. Pornography, taking what God makes good and perverting it. Recreational drugs, abortifacient drugs, all these things made for what? The purpose of sin. Using God's creation wrongly and making them sources of evil. But this is not why you and I were created. Human beings were made by God to glorify him, to love him, to serve him, to be with him forever, and to make his presence known. Like John the Baptist, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. To fill the valleys of our desolation by grace and to level the mountains of pride by humility. That our winding roads of sin could be straightened out, our rough ways made smooth, that all flesh may see the salvation of God. Now, brothers and sisters, by using wisely all the good things of the earth, our bodies, our minds, our mental, our physical abilities, our possessions, our gifts, our talents, our skills, even our material goods, in using all these things for God's glory and honor, for the good of our neighbor, the betterment of ourselves and for those around us and for the world around us, in this we hold firm. We hold very firm to the things of heaven. God has given us faith, the faith to have honest and sincere practice that faith, but to have faith in him and him alone, to have the hope of being resolute in hope in God, and love that grows more and more deeply every day, love for God and for one another, to show the gifts of mercy, forgiveness, charity, self-discipline, honor, and holiness, again to be the oasis in the desert. Many early Christians fled to the desert because the world itself had forsaken these things and had clung to human honor, human glory, not God's honor, but God's glory. The desert teaches us to be dependent only on God, to free ourselves from distractions, and to give ourselves wholly and entirely to him who gives himself wholly and entirely to us. As St. Paul says, may God who began a good work in you through baptism continue to complete it until the day that Jesus Christ returns. May our love increase more and more. Our knowledge of God, our perception of all that is good, increase more and more. That you and I can discern what is of value, to see the things of this world as coming from the hand of God to be used for good and never for evil, and to hold firm to the things of faith, that you and I can be pure, maybe pure, and blameless for the day of Christ, to be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the praise and glory of God and God alone. As we prayed at the beginning of Mass, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in hope and in haste to meet your Son, O Lord, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance into his company. May all that we do prepare the way of the Lord.